Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. We start today with IPO news. ICICI, Prudential Asset Management Company, is preparing to go public soon, reports Ashwin Mohan. The asset manager has hired a record 17 investment banks for the IPO, which is expected to raise around rupees 10,000 crore and is likely to be launched in the December quarter. Prudential PLC will undertake a pure offer for sale with no participation from ICICI Bank. The draft IPO papers are expected to be filed by early July. At a time when China is openly backing Pakistan militarily, the government has indicated that India is not averse to extending concessions in its electric vehicle policy to Chinese companies if they pass stricter FDI norms, reports Adria Chatterjee. China's dominance in the global EV market makes this a significant development for Indian automakers. India's EV policy allows companies to conditionally import electric cars at a concessional duty of 15%. Medicines and tractors have emerged as major sticking points in the government's attempt to rationalize GST rates, reports Meghna Mittal. The proposed removal of the 12% GST slab could lead to a revenue loss of rupees 3,000 to 4,000 crore, and finding alternative sources to make up for this shortfall is proving to be a challenge. The government is now considering taxing luxury goods to offset the loss, but low consumption in this segment may not be enough to bridge the gap. A new challenger is trying to break the Zomato-Swiggy duopoly. Rapido plans to enter the space with its new business, tentatively named Only, a zero-commission food delivery model aimed at offering meals under 150 rupees and delivery at a flat 25 rupees, writes Tushar Goenka. Rapido aims to offer affordable meals to customers while giving restaurants a fair deal. Meanwhile, Zomato is also trying to shake things up with new fees and features, report Tushar Goenka and Chandra R. Srikanth. The food delivery leader has introduced a long-distance fee for orders beyond 4 kilometers and a visibility assurance plan that lets restaurants pay for priority rider availability and faster service. On the investing front, domestic institutional investors such as mutual funds, banks, insurers and retirement funds have invested more than 3 lakh crore rupees in Indian equities so far in 2025, the second highest annual inflow since 2007, trailing only 2024, reports Ravindra Sonavane. The latest six-month inflow also marks the strongest half-yearly investments since records began. With the global chip shortage after the pandemic highlighting the importance of semiconductor self-reliance, India's push for indigenous development of such technologies has got a shot in the arm with AMD, not only reaffirming its $400 million investment in India, but also holding talks with the government to build indigenous GPUs, reports Danish Khan. As defense stocks continue to defy gravity with a 77% rally since their February lows, Tejal Parab, in a research note, says rich valuations are vulnerable to execution slips and project delays. While some companies show strong execution, others with slower earnings growth may face corrections. Andhra Pradesh's move to mandate 10-hour workdays to woo businesses to the state sparks concerns about rolling back hard-fought worker gains made over centuries globally, reports Ishan Gera. The state's move could also undo the progress made in reducing work hours post-pandemic. In 2023-24, workers in Andhra Pradesh logged 47.4 hours a week against 46.5 in Tamil Nadu, 45.6 in Kerala, and 47.1 in Karnataka. With Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, an Indian Air Force test pilot, set to be the first Indian in space in 4 decades, check out this story by Aihik Sur on his historic mission and role aboard the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket and the Axiom Mission 4, which will take him to the International Space Station. Back on Earth, spirituality and commerce are once again joining hands. The Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra is drawing big brands, reports Mariam Faruqi. The event, which attracts over 1.5 crore pilgrims, has seen a surge in brand interest, with spending estimated to increase 14 times to 50 to 60 crore rupees this year.
From food delivery platforms to top beverage brands, companies are leveraging the Yatra scale to deepen consumer connect and solve problems for devotees. And finally, we leave you with some cryptic MC insider reports from boardrooms and corridors of power, from a startup founder's bet on immortality to foreign law firms circling Indian targets. Today's MC Insider has stories you won't find anywhere else. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.